Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
So, how are you feeling, Vera?
Oh, thank you for visiting me here in hospital, Rob. I feel awful. Oh, my leg is broken, my chin is bruised, and my pride is hurt. I had a silly fall while I was skiing over the weekend.
Oh, bad luck, really. But your leg will heal and your bruises will disappear soon, Vera. There will be no sign of them in a few weeks' time.
Yes, I know, Rob, but now I'm in pain. I'm in pain.
Oh, but you'll get better, Vera. Just keep your chin up.
Keep my chin up? Keep my chin up might be a new form of treatment. Rob has always been very knowledgeable of these alternative medicines and treatments. Perhaps it is good for circulation. Is it good for circulation, Rob?
No, Vera, it doesn't help your circulation. Keep your chin up, but, well, what are you doing? That's not what I mean.
It's not what you mean? My chin is up now. Isn't it high enough? Will it help my bruises disappear, Rob?
Not really, but it will make you feel better, Vera.
How come, Rob?
Well, in English, when we tell someone to keep their chin up, we're telling them to stay positive in a tough situation. Let's listen to some examples.
When young people say it is difficult to earn a living nowadays, I tell them to work hard, keep their chin up, and they will go places.
I've just had an argument with my husband. My daughter said she wants to leave school and my cat ran away. I feel like crying. Sometimes it's hard to keep my chin up.
Ah, I've got it. When you want to tell someone to remain positive in a tough situation, you say, keep your chin up. That's a relief, Rob. My chin was feeling even more painful than it was before.
Well, you can relax now. And next time you go to some slope for some skiing, make sure you stay on the nursery slopes.
Nursery? But that's where children do their skiing. That's for kids.
Oh, no, not just for kids, Vera. For beginners, too. Anyway, don't be angry. Keep your chin up. With a lot of training, one day you'll be a great skier.
Yes, maybe you're right. If I keep my chin up and train a lot, one day I will be a great skier.
Good. Well, bye for now.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.